Revelation of Jesus Christ by W. R. Hartridge. Preface. The priceless Word of God is believed to be competent, by the aid of the Spirit of Truth, to throw whatever additional light is needed upon a part of the Word necessarily kept dark and comparatively obscure until the time of the end. Every portion of this book is needed in its place. The Jew, the Gentile, the professor of Christ, each may find in it vengeance or salvation, according as he measures himself by his own doings or by the blood of Christ. It is not within the purpose of God that the Church of God should come into the tribulation. Professors will, but the Church of God, having kept the word of Christ's patience, will be kept out of the hour of trial by being caught up to heaven. Revelation 3, verse 10, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17. Whenever that occurs, the special meaning of this book will lie between pages 16 and 86, the pages before and after referring to the Church of God only. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap up as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. And an high way shall there be, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the clean. The wayfaring men, yea, fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up thereon. They shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 35. Note. The object of this work is to present each vision or subject before the reader in such a manner that there may be no confusion with what precedes or what follows it. The exact order of the Scripture has been followed. Indeed, its order is as divine as its subject. The division into chapters and verses is not divine. It frequently hinders the right apprehension of the meaning. It is therefore not followed here. References to authors or sources of information are omitted as tending to cause distraction to the reader and occupy space that cannot well be spared. The center column is the authorized version. The outer columns are intended to help the reader to understand what he reads, either by bringing in other scriptures to explain or by presenting thoughts which must be weighed before God, as all other ministry. In quotations from the Old Testament, the Revised Version has been used. In the earlier pages, the valued remarks of others have been drawn upon at times, and will be recognized. The best critical editors of the text have been consulted, and various eminent translations. Most persons are aware that King James translators had not the advantages now possessed in authentic documents of the Book of Revelation. Narrator's Notes. The layout of this extremely helpful little volume is unique. On each page, a portion of the Book of Revelation is placed in the center. That specific portion is addressed in the commentary surrounding it on that page. The portion may be only a single verse, or it may be an entire chapter. In this audio recording, in order to clearly connect the portion with its teaching, I have started each page with the commentary's title for that page, followed by that part of the scripture book of Revelation that's being expounded on it, and then the author's quotes and helpful thoughts. I trust that this will be of greatest help to my listener. Please note that I have used the New Translation version of the scriptures, sometimes called the Darby translation, since I have already recorded the book of Revelation in that version. If you care to hear the full Darby version of the book of Revelation straight through, you can visit the public audio page of the Present Truth Publishers website at presenttruthpublishers.com. Without further ado, here is Revelation of Jesus Christ by W. R. Hartridge.